Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
What do you mean you can't call me Robin?
It's his name. It reminds me of the other Robin. I could call you Robin too, I suppose.
Sorry if this sounds a tad vain, but for me, I've always been Robin One.
Can't call you Robin One. It's a question of emotional chronology. He predated you.
Call me what you like, then. Call me Thunderbird Three, if you want.
How would you feel if you discovered you were living with a carbon copy of your husband and hadn't realised?
I prefer to think of him as the copy.
God knows how many more of you are going to turn up. Where are you going?
To sleep in the spare room. If you wake in the night and find me next to you, it isn't me.
If you must let him snog you, don't do it in front of the house. Do it at the end of the street or something. Somewhere where I don't have to witness it.
We weren't snogging.
He's too ugly to snog in public. Ugly people snogging. It's a particular bête noire of mine. It's aesthetically disagreeable.
Ben's not ugly.
No, pity he can't wear a paper bag over his head for the rest of his life. Then problem solved.
Don't want an entertainer.
Ben's not ugly, is he, Mum?
All men are ugly inside. You'll find that out before long.
Don't want an entertainer.
But what are you whittling on about, boy?
Don't want an entertainer coming to my birthday party.
He's not coming to your party. He's a professional children's entertainer and party organiser. He'll be there to work.
Don't want an entertainer.
He'll be embarrassed.
He'd better not be. I've paid him enough.
Not the entertainer, Ned. His educational psychologist says he can't cope with new situations.
Paul, what's the problem? He can invite his friends.
He hasn't got any. I've got to go, I'm late.
Don't want an entertainer.
Well, tough. I've already booked him. What's the matter with children in this universe? I'm making an effort to be nice, and this is the thanks I get. Do you realise how hard it is for me to be nice? And what does the brooding mother think?
I think you find it hard to be nice, too.
I was talking about the entertainer.
Do what your father... I mean, what Robin, too, wants. It's not easy coming into a new situation and adjusting.
No, well, fair's fair. No, it hasn't been easy for you either.
I was talking about me.
Of course. Since when do your terms of reference ever extend beyond you?
Well, I have had to adjust. Swapping husbands is one thing, but to swap him for the same man...
I've had more adjusting to do than you. Add a new universe to a new marriage and you might begin to understand the meaning of the word adjustment.
Oh, and look at the exhilarating lifestyle you left behind. Boring old fart about town.
Moving universe is in the top 10 most stressful life experiences.
I thought we agreed not to talk about alternative universes in front of the children.
Oh, they know about this stuff from an early age.
Well, I'd rather not talk about it in front of them. It's just how I've been brought up. I find it embarrassing.
Having an entertainer come to your house, that's embarrassing.
I'll tell you what else is embarrassing. Being seduced while I was still under the misapprehension that you were my husband.
You weren't seduced. You were hurt and confused and I no longer wanted to sleep with you and so...
So you seduced me.
I did not seduce you.
Anyway, I was hurt and confused because my husband didn't want to sleep with me. Not some bloke from a parallel universe. You exploited the situation and seduced me.
What's the matter with you
today? I don't like being made a fool of, that's all. I've never had a cosmic joke played on me before.
Oh, you think I have? You think this happens every week? You think I've got my own series or something?
But I'm the innocent bystander. The cosmic joke was played on you, not me. It's your cosmic joke arranged for you on your behalf.
Oh, just as long as you think it is a cosmic joke.
What do you mean by that?
Or maybe deep down, or not so deep down, you think it's a private joke.
Played on whom? By whom?
On you. By Robin One. Of course, that would mean I didn't exist. A difficult concept for me to grapple with, obviously.
I've accepted there are two Robins.
Well, don't say it like that.
Like what?
Well, as if you prefer the old one.
Well, maybe I prefer no Robins. Maybe I'm done Robins.
And he's coming down the mall. Despite the thronging crowds, never can a prince have felt so alone at his coronation. Here he comes now. The king, who is King John II.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
An awesome responsibility rests on this man's lonely shoulders. Without Princess Rebecca at his side, those shoulders are lonelier than they have ever been.
Poor shoulders.
He stops now, this king with the lonely shoulders, to share a joke with his guard of honour, his fellow round-the-world balloonists.
Come on, boy.
don't want an entertainer.
Or doesn't the prospect of Arthur and Mr. Pine Martin tantalise you just ever so slightly?
Yeah, right. Arthur and Mr. Pine Martin.
I was talking to the boy.
Don't want an entertainer.
He's not going to bury you alive or set fire to you. Entertainers entertain. Entertain! It means give pleasure. Ugh, look, we won't leave you on your own with him. We'll all be here. Your mum, your sister.
Yeah, right. Me staying for Arthur and Mr. Pine Martin, I don't think so.
You're staying. Now, don't you dare move, either of you.
I'm Arthur, and this is Mr. Pine Martin. He's very, very naughty.
God, unbelievable.
Oh, well, come in, Arthur, come in.
Careful, he bites. He's stereotyping me as a Pine Martin. I'm a pussycat. No, you're not. You're a Pine Martin.
God.
Right, this is, oh. You're...
Does he often forget your name?
Sorry, I thought I recognised you from somewhere, that's all.
Now where's Mr. Pine Martin gone? Did you see where he went? What's the kid's name again?
Ned. He's in your trousers.
Oh, so he is! Help! Help! Get out of there, Mr. Pine Martin! Oh, 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 get out!
The cutting edge of comedy.
So, where are the other kids?
Well, there aren't any.
Well, it's just him. I've got to work my arse off just for one kid. Hasn't he got any friends?
Apparently not.
Can I hold him?
Don't you dare touch my Pine Martin! No, no, you see, Mr. Pine Martin only likes to be picked up by his mate Arthur.
Oh, I know who you are now.
I mean, how immature. He's too ugly to snog in public. Your own father to say something like that.
Well, he's not your father, is he?
It's the comment of someone who's emotionally stunted.
Exactly. Face up to it, Maxine. Your father's gone for good.
What are you talking about? He's in the living room with Arthur and Mr. Pine Martin.
That isn't your father. That's Robin, too.
Look, you and Ned can believe what you want. As far as I'm concerned, Dad is Dad. People do not swap universes with their doppelganger like some school exchange scheme.
Are you seriously proposing I can't tell your father from someone masquerading as him? I share a bed with him. You think I wouldn't know if he really was your father? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'd embrace the idea of a new Robin, so I won't have to confront the old Robin and his bad old ways.
No, I'm thinking I might just be the last sane person in a deranged world.
On the other hand, I'm living with a stranger. That's what it amounts to. I can't carry on as if nothing's changed.
Do you know who that is in there? It's only Arthur Smith. Well, he's big in my universe. Well, moderately big. He's done loads of comedy clubs, telly. He's done radio.
Right. Like all child entertainers are big in your universe, yeah?
Yeah, but he's not a child entertainer. He's an alternative comedian.
Do alternative comedians come from alternative universes, then?
Well, they're certainly not thick on the ground in this universe. Probably due to Thatcher dying here in 1978. Egg sandwiches. You're giving Arthur Smith egg sandwiches?
You said you wouldn't leave me alone with him.
I've taken enough nonsense from you, Mr. Pine Martin.
God.
Now where are you going?
I'm going to drink his drink.
That's my drink.
Oh, Dad, that is very rude of you, Mr. Pine Martin. Apologise to, the kid, at once.
One.
Will. One. Well, I'm going to make you apologise. Udder, udder, ooh, ooh.
Udder, udder, ooh, ooh. God.
He's flying now.
A Pine Martin? Flying?
I'm not a Pine Martin. I'm a Mouse Martin.
He's got your horn.
Hey, come down at once, Mr. Pine Martin, and bring my horn with you.
He won't catch me.
Now where's he gone? Anyone see where he went?
He's gone down your trousers again.
Has he? And what makes you think that?
Well, either you're pleased to see us, or that's a Pine Martin with a horn in your trousers.
So it is! Help! Get out of there, Mr. Pine Martin! Help! Right, that's it, boys and girls. You've been a great, if disrespectfully small audience. I'm Arthur Smith, and he's
Mr. Pine Martin!
Could I have your autograph, Arthur? I know you must get asked for it all the time.
Well, not really. In fact, never.
It's not for me, you understand. It's for the boy.
God!
So, where do you get your ideas?
Planet Brain Dead.
Maxine.
Want to know what's wrong with your act? It's derivative. The good stuff wasn't developed. It was buried in the middle of the routine.
Go to your room, Maxine.
Go to my room?
Yes, go to your room.
You go to your room. Look, you've got to start and finish strong. In short, you haven't found your voice yet.
You presume to tell the Arthur Smith he hasn't found his comedic voice yet?
Yeah, right. Sorry, keep forgetting he's the Arthur Smith. And lose the puppet.
She's right. I'm crap. I'm a loser.
That's not true. You wouldn't believe how big, how moderately big you could be. Maybe it's time to strike out in a new direction, Arthur. It's an odd feeling, a celeb like Arthur Smith putting on a show for us. A disrespectfully small audience in our living room.
Can we please give the children's entertainer a rest?
What if I was to help kickstart his career in this universe? What if I was to supply him with the sort of material that could launch his career? The material he used in my universe.
So, do you want to impress him with himself or impress him with you?
Well, he doesn't know who he is in my universe yet. I have yet to introduce him to that persona.
What persona?
Concentrate, woman. The persona he was in my universe. The media persona that made him, moderately big. The Arthur Smith persona.
You just want to mould him in his image so that you've got something familiar to relate to from your universe.
Not true. This is pure undiluted megalomania. I'll be the person who discovered Arthur Smith. I'm going to get him his own show on Channel 4. Well, not Channel 4. Your Channel 4 is My Sky 1.
So, what was television like in your world?
Lots of TV cooks. Lots of TV gardeners.
People watched other people cook their dinner.
And there were the shows about painting your hallway.
They made shows about people painting their hallway.
Well, they didn't just slap on a coat of magnolia. They did things like nail an old tin bath to the wall with pampas grass sticking out of it. Stylish things like that. Then there were the docu-soaps.
What are docu-soaps?
Programmes about the boring git you spent all day in the office with. So just in case you haven't had enough of him, you can come home and watch him on the telly.
Sounds horrendous.
I never thought I'd miss Alan Titchmarsh, though.
Robin, I've been thinking. You're not my husband, and what I mean is that it's lazy to let things drift. I made that mistake with Robin 1. The thing is, should we carry on as if nothing's happened? I was thinking of leaving Robin 1. I think you should move back into the spare room until we decide on a plan of action. Robin? He used to do that. Go to sleep while I was talking to him. Bastard. Wake up!
I've just seen Dad.
What?
He was in the bathroom. I could see through him. He kept fading in and out like a ghost.
Oh, go back to bed, sweetheart. You've had a nightmare, that's all.
I think he was trying to get back into our dimension.
He can't, not while I exist in his dimension.
But I saw him.
You're overexcited, boy. Arthur Smith. The Arthur Smith came to our house today.
Do as your brother says and go back to bed.
It's hard to exaggerate the sense of shock outside the palace tonight, Nick. For the king to have publicly come out only days after his coronation has taken everyone by surprise down here. There is as yet no comment from the king's lover, the man they're calling Queen Adrian, fellow balloonist and teammate Adrian Turnbull. A few people here have praised the king for his courage. Tomorrow's papers, already hitting the newsstands, don't seem to share their opinion. The Guardian, perhaps the most outspoken of the tabloids, has the headline, From Pillock Prince to Pufta King. Back to you in the studio, Nick.
So what is it?
An anniversary card.
You put a picture of a prison on the front of an anniversary card.
Mm-hmm. This is a birthday card for vegans.
It looks like the inside of a battery farm.
It is.
You expect vegans to buy this?
Battery farm on the cover, open the card, message reads, no part of an animal's carcass has been used in the production of this card. Then underneath, happy vegan birthday.
You think you could occasionally draw something that isn't a building?
Well, I used to be an architect in my dimension. Now, save the best to last.
Okay, I give up. What is it?
A millennium dome.
What's a millennium dome?
Of course, you don't have one here. Basically, it's a building with no function whatsoever other than to signify it's the year 2000.
Well, won't we know that already? This is 1999. Why should I forget next year is 2000? You know, it's a nice round figure, easy to remember.
Well, there are people who will forget, apparently, and what they'll be buying for one another is
a happy millennium card! Brilliant! To come up with this
millennium dome, yeah. Now, the perfect site would have been Greenwich, but that would mean knocking down the new Richard Whiteley Museum.
A Millennium Dome is so silly. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
They say come through.
A Millennium Dome will sell cards by the thousands.
Arthur, come in. I asked Arthur to drop by for a brainstorming session. Arthur's going to be hot.
Yes? You are?
Well, he says so.
Arthur and I are going to hit the Magwitch. Dad, if we'll be able to hear ourselves above the PR buzz on this man, it'll be tinnitus-inducing.
Oh, well, I'll come too. I've always wanted to know what the PR buzz sounds like.
No, you haven't. Catch you later, Dirk.
Yeah, catch you later.
It's not Groucho's, of course, but it passes muster when I'm not in town.
I passed muster too. Eventually. Failed it the first time.
Look, Arthur, sack your agent. He's not doing his job. Robin Lightfoot Management is going to make you Stella.
Well, won't that involve a change of sex? What? If you made me Stella, and what if I dated a Stella? We'd be Stella and Stella. What should we do tonight? I know. Let's go round and see Stella and Stella.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this the sort of material you've been using?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, what would you say if I told you your star has already risen? That you're famous? Well, we're moderately famous already.
I'd say I wouldn't have bothered coming round to your house yesterday.
All I have to do is to move the pieces into place. Robin Lightfoot Management has put together a comedy portfolio. Check it out at your leisure. You'll find it fits like a glove.
Is Lightfoot Management hyphenated? You're not related to the Lightfoot Managements of Derbyshire. Used to ride with them. Not as often as I rode with the Footlight Managements of Hampshire.
These jokes, this is what I mean, you see. We need to get you going on some better material.
I haven't got a clue what you're on about.
Look, I've got this idea for a TV show. It'll be called the Arthur Smith Comedy Show. It'll be bold and uncompromising. You'll attack the Lib Dem government or the absurd licensing laws. And you can buy opium at the tobacconists, and a wine bar like this is allowed to open only 2 hours a day. Doesn't it make you seethe with rage?
Well, not really. I don't drink.
Well, you're just what this complacent, dreary little universe needs. A good kick in the nuts. You don't.
Look, what's your game? Why are you helping me? I'm not gay, you know.
Well, nor am I. I wouldn't in my wildest dreams. Well, that's not to say I do have wild dreams about you. In fact, I don't have wild dreams, period.
So does Maxine have a boyfriend?
What?
Thought I'd ask her out.
Well, you can ask, I suppose.
She's firm but fair. I like that in a woman. You need someone like her at your side while being buffeted by the blind, undiscriminating eddies of showbiz. So does Eddie. He just hasn't admitted it to himself yet, you see. Eddie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't get your hopes up. I mean, judging by the review she gave your act, I think there's little doubt you'll be met with a bruising rebuff.
Yeah, well, like Eddie, you see. Eddie. Yeah. Eddie. Yeah. Eddie.
They're snogging.
Come away from the window, they'll see you.
What time does he call this? I told him to get her home by 11.
Calm down.
I don't get it. She spent most of Ned's party sniping at him.
Exactly. That should have told us something.
Puts a somewhat different connotation on the term children's entertainer, don't you think?
You've changed your tune. I thought you liked
him. And he's no oil painting either. People who snog publicly should be aesthetically pleasing. I mean, you can't be happy about this. He's a celeb, for God's sake. You know what they're like.
He isn't a celeb here.
And he's old enough to be her father.
He might just look older than he is.
Now, I know exactly how old he is. They publish celebs' birthdays in my dimension.
You looked to see how old he was. You lowered yourself to check out the birthdays of celebs.
I sometimes stumble on them by accident. Look, look, never mind that. Doesn't it worry you Maxine's out there snogging an old man?
She's doomed to have a thing with an older man. And I'm doomed to worry about her having a thing with an older man.
We. I'm doomed to worry too.
Why? It's not as if you're a...
Oh, her father. Your children would have been my children if I'd had children with you.
I know, I'm sorry.
Maybe you think I have no right to worry.
Well, as much right as Robin won, I suppose. Though he only worried about himself. Okay, look. I'm going to give you a trial period.
Oh, thanks.
To see how things pan out. I need to be sure you won't revert to type.
I'm not him. I'm me, and I intend to stay me. He's trapped in my dimension for as long as I'm trapped in this. Oh, they're coming in. Look, just look natural.
Sorry we're late, folks.
Oh, yes, well, when I said 11, I meant, you know, 11-ish. We're not border guards, after all. So, Arthur, have you had a chance to look at my material yet?
Sorry, mate. Pressure of work, you know how it is. Mind if I use the loo?
Bathroom's upstairs on the left.
Ta.
Pressure of work. Sticking his hand up a pine marten for a couple of hours a day.
Ben rang.
What? I've told him it's over. Not because he's ugly, I finished with him because he's immature.
I'm off to bed.
Well, just think. Arthur Smith. Upstairs, using our loo.
Yeah, we'll never pour Dettol down the pan again. Actually, it's probably shooting up.
What? Well, why not? You know, drugs are legal in this universe, after all. Look, what's going on, Maxine? You're not meant to like the man your father is trying to turn into a moderately big name.
Depends which father we're talking about.
Oh, why didn't you warn me about the hologram? Almost gave me a heart attack.
What hologram?
The hologram of you in the bathroom.
It's funny you should say that. The boy said he saw something.
Could have hallucinated it, I suppose. Some of the narcotic substances at Ropey Blokes.
Oh. Arthur, you're a children's entertainer, for God's sake. What about your image?
Those days are over. You've made me realise there's more to life than sticking me hand up a pine marten.
Well, I'm not averse to it staying there for the time being. Because while it's up Mr. Pine Marten, it... I mean, the thing is, the girl's still at school, in case she hadn't told you.
Obviously, my friendship with Maxine has stirred in you feelings you'd rather not confront.
What?
Best to get them out into the open. Like King John and Queen Adrian.
Look, how many more times? I'm not gay, I'm... Oh, yes, very, very funny. Ha, bloody ha. Tonight's subject, fathers who fancy their daughter's boyfriend.
There, better out than in.
No, I didn't actually... Where I come from, there are TV shows like that, you see.
About blokes who fancy their daughter's boyfriend?
Among other things. There's this man called Jerry Springer. Anyway, if I was gay, I wouldn't be married.
Well, what's being married got to do with it?
Well, as a gay man, I probably would have made a decision to stay single.
Tell me more about this Jerry Springer.
Ritually humiliated in front of a daughter who isn't my daughter. No, it wasn't personal. It was satire. He was just using homophobia as a comedic tool to expose a stagnant value system. Cutting-edge comedy and all that. No, it was personal. He doesn't like me. Well, he does like me. He wouldn't have said those things if he didn't respect me. Oh, so what if he doesn't like me? Since when did I care if people didn't like me? Oh. Oh, joy. Now I'm hallucinating. I beg your pardon? No, still none the wiser. Knowing I'm hallucinating, why do I then try to converse with the hallucination? Unless, of course, I know it not to be a hallucination. Unless I know it to be...
The other Robin.
What?
Your Robin. I've just seen him.
What do you mean, he's just seen him?
He was in the bathroom. He was transparent. I could see through him to those awful splash tiles he put up. And that's where he's grouting.
He's back! Oh, my God, he'll kill me if he finds me here with you.
No, look, he's gone. Well, he wasn't really here in the first place. He's still in my dimension.
You said he'd never be able to get back.
He can't. That's what I'm saying. He wasn't here.
Well, why was he in the bathroom, then?
I don't know. All I know is that he can't get back while I'm here. In person, I mean. As opposed to the see-through version. I've got to die or something before he can get back.
Well, don't die, then.
No, I'll try not to.
They said come up.
Huh. Glad you did. It's time we had a talk about you and the girl.
I lied.
I need to know if... Lied about what?
About not having a chance to look at your material I had. It's just I didn't have the heart to tell you.
Tell me what?
Not that it's all bad. There's some good stuff. No, there isn't, actually. None of it's any good. Still, maybe once you've found your voice...
You're turning down your own material?
I suppose what I'm saying is that it isn't right for me.
What do you mean isn't right for you? Most of it's your material.
I see myself going in a completely different direction. More mainstream. In fact, very mainstream. What do you mean, my material?
There's another Arthur Smith in another universe. He's a successful alternative comedian.
Right.
Look, last night you saw what you thought was a hologram of me in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I'd done some drugs.
What you saw was my opposite number from a parallel universe in which your opposite number is successful. The material I cobbled together was what I remembered from your material in my universe.
Nice one, mate.
No, it's true.
Right, well, under the circumstances, I think maybe I should seek representation with someone who isn't...
Isn't what?
Completely bonkers.
I have a short statement to read. There will be no questions. The King and I have been in a long-term, stable relationship for 9 years. We fell in love after ditching our balloon off Ireland during the 1990 Atlantic race. There's no truth to the rumour that I pressured His Majesty to come out. Both His Majesty and I are at one in our wish no longer to live a lie. We ask only to be left in peace. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Why? Why did he do it?
There'll be other Arthurs.
That's true. I know of at least one other.
I loved him. Just to cast me aside like that.
You're not the only one he spurned. He spurned me too. In fact, he spurned himself. Why does it feel as if he rejected my material? God, I feel so soiled by my encounter with the tinsel glitter world of showbiz.
It wasn't going anywhere, darling. The age difference, apart from anything else.
Well, there isn't that much of an age difference.
I'm talking to Maxine.
He said my age didn't matter. He said I was emotionally and intellectually mature for my years.
Compared to him, you are.
All the career advice I gave him, too.
Yeah, well, what about the career advice I gave him? My career advice was as good as your career advice.
He seemed to change overnight. He became superficial and shallow the moment he landed his TV contract.
He's got a TV contract? I'll sue him if he uses any of his own material.
This'll teach you to try and recreate bits of your universe in our universe.
The truth is, he didn't deserve either of us, Maxine or me. The Arthur Smith of this universe is a furtive, shifty, drug-taking, totty-chasing barbarian.
I liked him too.
Still, he was right about one thing. I did fancy him. Joke.
Why? Why did he do it?
Looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll ever get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost was Dirk, Anthony Afebu was Adrian Turnbull, Anne Gosling was Maxine, Sam Bradley, Ned, and Arthur Smith played himself. The producer was Claire Jones.
Thank you, and welcome to the Arthur Smith Comedy Show. What's this? It's a doorstop.
It's a doorstop.
His catchphrase.
Catchphrase? And to think it was cutting edge in my world.
Tonight, our subject is dads who fall in love with their daughter's boyfriend.
He still would have been a children's entertainer if it hadn't been for me. I'm responsible for dumbing down your universe.
Before we meet our guests, let's ask what Mr. Pine Martin thinks.
I think it's a terrible idea. Well, I don't care what you think, Mr. Pine Martin. Yes,
the puppet's
you do, because I'm flying around the studio. You can't
fly. You should have lost the puppet.
You're a pine martin, not a pine bird. What are you talking about, a pine bird? I'm a house martin. Shut up, Mr. Pine.